Got it, Rex. Alex speaking.
Yeah, hi, Alex. It's Andrew Froman here. How you going?
Good, mate. Yourself?
Yeah, not too bad, thanks.
That's all right.
Just got a quick question.
Sure.
So I've noticed this. It's happened the second time that I've got a bit of a sort of a green sticky residue on the throttle blade and in the throttle body. What could that be caused from?
On the throttle blade and throttle body, so you've got the intercooler off?
Yeah, so like I noticed this several months ago, but then I sort of decided to clean it up a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then just as when I have gone through a tank of E85 just in the last couple of weeks, I've noticed that I've got a sticky throttle. And so then I decided to... I just took off the idle control valve just to have a look and see what was going on. And
is is your idle control valve running water to it?
No. You guys plugged it up. But, I've just noticed that, that I've got a sticky throttle again and then decided to have a look at it. And, there's this where the throttle, in the position of the throttle shut, I can see that there's, like a green sticky residue that is making it a little bit stuck on.
That's unusual, man. I can't say we normally have that. You probably send me a picture. Might be the best way, rather than me guessing.
Okay.
I don't know. What's it smell like? Is it tacky? What's it smell? Does it smell like fuel-y?
To be honest, when I cleaned it the first time, I didn't really have a smell of it. I just decided to just clean it up and thought, all right, I might just leave it for a couple of months and see how it goes.
Yeah.
And it wasn't until, because I don't run E85 that often, so it's only really prevalent where I have run E85 for one to two tanks.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so I'm not too sure. Like, it's not a big of an issue. Like, it's just a bit annoying when I'm in stop-start traffic. I just sort of wanted to know whether you guys would have any idea as to why there would be any, like, green residue in the throttle body.
E85 does cause a bit of a gummy intake, right, because of the amount of fuel it sprays. So it's plausible that that could be something to do with a bit of E85 sitting around.
Okay,
right?
Yeah.
But it doesn't normally cause a sticky throttle, so... not too sure how that's tied in, but...
Okay, yeah, because all I can see is, like, when I'm just playing with it and I can see where it's moving from the top, just where all that green residue is sitting, obviously it's solidified, and, initially when you just blip throttle a little bit, it does tend to stick a little bit, and then once it's come off that area, then it's fine. So,
why yours is doing that. I mean, that could maybe... Could it be your throttle has gummy residue underneath that? So, like, the green E85-y stuff is adhering to, like, a bit of carbon or something?
It could possibly, because, I'm just putting ideas out of there. But, when I cleaned it up last time, I did give it a good wipe down. And then I ran petrol for a couple of months.
Yeah.
And then, it wasn't until just the last 2 weeks where I noticed that, it's a little bit sticky, and I only ran E85 about 2 weeks ago.
Okay. All right.
Yeah,
clean it up. Keep an eye on it would be my suggestion.
Yeah.
If you've got no coolant running to the throttle body, then it can't really be anything else. And it sounds a little bit E85 orientated. Unusual that it's causing sticky. Sticky throttle. I don't have input for that. Other than maybe your throttle body is a little bit shitty anyway, and it's causing it to stick. Maybe the throttle's having a bit of a hiccup and a little bit of residue is getting it to stick.
Yeah.
Maybe the accelerator cable's contributing. I'm not sure, mate.
Okay.
You might maybe flick the accelerator cable off and see if the throttle's still sticky.
Okay. Yeah. Because I'll give it a clean out. Just because the first time I sort of disregarded it, I thought, it might just be a bit of crap in there. And I thought, whatever, I'll keep an eye on it. And then it's just happened the second time. And I thought, it is a pain in the ass to get the intercooler off and to get it all to get it out of the engine bay, and then just to wipe up a bit of goo.
Yeah. It's unusual.
Yeah. Yeah.
Be anything to do with, like, there's no way for us to change that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
There's no.
Injector
can't be flicking it back up there. It's I don't know. It's really hard to explain to you, but there's no real reason. I mean, we got cars here that on E85, old and new, and have intercoolers on them, and never have to clean the throttle. So
yeah,
can't really explain it, man.
Yeah, when I clean it the next time when I got time, then I'll have a good look and see what's going on there.
Maybe send us a photo.
Yeah, I might do that. It might not be in the next couple of days because it's a bit of a pain in the ass to get out. But I'll send you guys a photo and see if what you can make out of it.
Easy, mate.
Yeah. So do I just send it to just the email address?
Just sales at Rick.
Yep. Yeah. Cool. All right. No worries. Yeah. Just wanted a bit of your two cents on what
it's a strange one. So the only thing I can think of is that maybe your throttle stop screw has been adjusted in the past.
Okay.
And the IACV takes over, so it's really hard to know if you're not having an issue. But the only times I've seen throttles stick is when they've been wound back too far. The blade is actually too far shut anyway.
Yeah.
But the only way for us to muck around with that is to be here. We can't have you do that at home.
Yeah, that's fine, yeah. It's, it's not... Everything's running fine. It's just, when I'm just taking off in traffic, I just got to put my foot down a little bit extra to get it unstuck.
Clear the sticky spot. Yeah, gotcha.
Yeah.
Understood.
Then,
I completely get it.
Yeah.
I completely get it, man. Have a look.
Yeah.
Let me know. Yep. Send me some photos. And then if you need us to have a look, man, just bring the car in.
All right, cool. Yeah, no worries. We'll do.
Awesome.
Okay. Thanks, Alex.
Thanks, man. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.